Hey, everybody, how you doing? It's Liz Black, and welcome to the show. And I'm getting the opportunity to interview some really great, great newcomers to the scene with music. It's just popping off. And right now, I want to welcome to the show Montel Dorsey. Montel, how you doing?
How you doing, Liz? I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man.
That's
wow.
Good. Now, wait, you represent in New York City, aren't you?
Absolutely repping. Totally. I got to rep, and I got to say it the way it is. You understand? Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, do or die. In the building.
I love it. I love it. So, look, I had a chance to listen to your newest single, but before we get into the single, you know, I'm definitely New York. Love everybody about New York, all the music, because we definitely have some great music coming out of New York. But I got to say that you are the godson to the late, great Reverend Timothy Wright.
Absolutely. Oh, what a blessing he was to my life. My music ministry is today because of him. The opportunities I have and that are afforded to me, he's traveled from here and there, near and far, him and David, his son David. David was the organist with him. He
yes.
traveled to come for me to preach. I mean, he's done stuff for me that he wouldn't do for others I know. And it's emotional, but yes. I miss him more than words can say. I have a song that speaks about him that's on this project. And you'll note, if you get into my album, that a lot of my style has come from him. You know, it's the structures of my song I learned from him. Everything I learned musically, I learned from him, really.
That's so awesome to know that his legacy is still living on with great music and that he was able to deposit so much in you. But, you know, you talk about, you know, the style of music. Now, when I think of Reverend Timothy Wright, I definitely think of choirs and a little more
right.
traditional. But I heard
right.
your song, Celebrate. And truly, it is not traditional. It is a popping song. So for those people that have not heard it yet, but they're going to hear it, tell us
right.
about it.
It's New York. It's New York Celebration. I messed around with my nieces and nephews, and I said to them, I said, listen, we did a brief thing in New York. We did a recording, and, you know, I just wanted something a little more tighter, something more that defines, like, my personality musically, because I'm a musician, producer. I just wanted to do something different that young people could celebrate, because, you know, they don't want to be boring. They want whatever. Anyway, so I asked Ajanae, my niece Ajanae, I said, Ajanae, I need you and Malik, come up with something. LaVray, y'all fix this up, and let's go. Let's
now,
go.
Now
this is what I'm
everybody.
Hearing.
They are from LaVray.
Let me explain. They are beasts. They are beasts.
Like
Ajanae is like an amazing vocal producer. She did a lot of vocal producing on my project, and you'll see that in the credits. But when I say to you, she's second to none. Those young people are second to none. They are gifted. They're talented. On their way to the Stellas this year.
Yes, they are. We're looking for them to bring it home. So
bring it home.
They're on the song. Now, did you write it?
Yes, I wrote it. And I got to give credit and shout out to Ajanae. Ajanae, you know, she's that intellectual. So she says, you know, you said it like that. We're going to say it like this because we're younger, but yeah, it's going to rise. So I had to give her credit. She did doctor it up a little bit.
All right. I loved it. She said, we're going to say this because we're younger. You know, I appreciate them. I appreciate them. So, all right. So she helped write it. She added a little finesse to it.
Yeah.
And then you guys went into the studio, and I've also had a chance to see a video of it.
Oh, my God, that video is amazing. We have a young man by Janor. He's one of our artists for M University Records, a rapper. He's phenomenal. Janor is out of North Carolina. He's more close to Fayetteville, but he's an amazing rapper. And then, of course, my niece, Ruth LaAntra, she's on Ty Scott Records. Anthony Brown just produced her CD.
Yes,
she did. And she's going to be dropping that really soon. She sang on the lead. So I got LaVray, Ruth LaAntra, Oh, man. And then Tamara Sherrell, she signed to M University. So I got to shout her out, too. They all young. They just make me feel young. You saw me dancing in the video, right?
I did. But wait, you know, I want to say something because you're mentioning M University, and people are like, what is M University? So it's Montel Dorsey and M University, and you're a group of singers and musicians. You've come together, and you just want people to be inspired and focus on their relationship with God over religious practices.
Yes, relationship more than religion. We have a lot of religiosity, and when you get into religiosity, you get into dogma, different phases of tradition, and all of that, and we're trying to really, with the album's title, Love Over Hate, we're trying to kind of usher people in that you can still give the message, you can still lift up Jesus, you can still promote kingdom, but you need to do it in a right spirit, because people are not into you yelling and screaming at them, calling them dumb, ignorant, and whatever, because our people have evolved, you know, our people are educated, and God is love, so we need to show love. I can tell you, you can tell me, Liz, you know, a newcomer, you can tell me that you're doing that wrong, Montel, and it's the way you tell me. You tell me in love. I receive it from you because you have the wisdom, the knowledge, but we don't see that anymore, Liz, in this whole thing of kingdom, not just music, but just life in general. Mentorship is gone, but I'm not going to get into that because that's my heart, mentorship. Like Timothy Wright did to me. He mentored me. When others slammed doors in my face, he said, I'm going to push you out there. When others wouldn't let me preach, he let me preach. See, that's mentorship. And yes. He told me what I did wrong when I finished. If you know him real well, you know he will tell you.
Yes, he will tell you. He didn't have any problem. But you know what? That's how I am. When I mentor, I'm going to tell you, no, that's wrong. Why did that song have a 5-minute intro? Why?
Why?
I'm going to love on you afterward, and you're going to know that I love you, but I need to let you know. Otherwise, you're going to go out and do the same thing, and nobody else will tell you. So we got to go that way. So now, look, let me... Right now, I want to talk about the full project that's coming out. Celebrate is the lead single from your new album, Love Over Hate. So tell us what we can expect on the full album.
You're going to get a consortium of music. You're going to get various, all telling one story, all composite of one story. It's not crazy out there, but you get a little bit of trap, gospel. I know people, you know, it's squinch up when you say that, but you know, all phases, this is my fault, Liz, and you can help me and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the gospel is the life, the death, burial, second resurrection, second coming of our Savior and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I believe that no matter what rhythm or beat it's put to, whether it's jazz, whether it's a hip, what they call it, hip hop, because they always trying to go holy hip. We're being deep. No, whatever the style of music is, you're not gonna call jazz and go call it, oh, that's holy jazz. No, jazz music, hip hop, pop, rock,
I like that.
R&B, whatever the genre is.
Yeah.
I believe that if you put the gospel to it, it becomes gospel music. So that's what we have. I came up in the Motown era. I came up when music was just music, and you know me. You want, my mom wasn't super deep. You can't listen to this. You can't listen to that. But that's what helped me be a producer because I'm going to be authentic. And so what I've done is I've been authentic. I have, you know, some major people in industry that are working with me. I went to get the major players that are doing it in the business because I wanted the authenticity. So what you will get, in short, is a consortium of authentic music with different genres and styles encompassed into one, but one message, love over hate.
I love that. Montel, we only have a minute left. I thought we were going to do a 5-minute interview. We're almost into 10. So let me just say this. There was a group that used to be out, Brent Jones and the TP Mob, and I loved his music, and I appreciated his music, and it came out in a time when I needed to hear it, and that group is not together. It's just Brent Jones now. But you remind me kind of that sound, and I'm very happy. I'm excited for what God's doing for you. You got about 20 seconds to let everybody know how they can stay in contact with you.
All of my social media handles, M Campus Life. Go to www.mcampuslife.com. www.mucampuslife.com. MUCounselor.com.
Yeah, that's M in the letter and then universe, MU, right?
MUCampuslife.com.
All right, we got it. Montel, it's a pleasure. I know I'll be seeing you around real soon. You're going to come up and co-host with me one of these days.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.